Steris stood at the central station where people piled onto a train, a cargo train, as those could carry more people. She checked items off her list. Another district evacuated. Broadsheets were getting wind of Steris' efforts. Entire octants being evacuated? Mysterious gas leaks used as an explanation? People were fleeing by car in larger and larger numbers, but she'd planned for that. It was part of the evacuation projections. She nodded to Tinsoon, who came prowling up, still wearing the constable's body.
Dahl and the senators have fled the city. News that they are gone is spreading.
That's troubling, but inconsequential before our current need.
His expression became distant.
Yes, but they took the bands. I shouldn't have brought them out. Shouldn't have let them go. I've been away from human politics for too long.
He looked at her.
I didn't know, Steris. I didn't know they had been drained. I feel we were played somehow. I don't do human very well anymore.
We will deal with the problem of the bands if we have the luxury of surviving what is coming.
They both turned as Governor Varlance walked up, wiping his brow with his handkerchief. He'd begun the meetings today wearing white face makeup, but little of that remained, just some patches on his cheeks. His presence lent a great deal of authority to Steris' orders. People were comforted to see him, the governor, directing efforts. Simply by standing near her, he had probably saved thousands of lives. It had proved difficult to keep him from talking and spoiling the effect by being, well, himself.
How are you doing? Perhaps some more coffee?
No, thank you. How many do you think we can save?
It depends entirely on how much time we have.
Assume there's not much. Lady Ladrian, we just received a report from intelligence operatives in Bilming. Something has happened.
She felt a coldness deep inside.
Artillery launch?
No. Bilming has launched one of its warships toward Ellendale. Full speed.
A warship. She turned and waved toward Reddy, who was instructing his constables to keep lines organized as people were loaded onto the next trains. He jogged over.
Bilming has launched a warship.
A single warship? We can handle that, even without a navy of our own.
Indeed.
Only one ship? Going at full speed?
Oh, no.
The answer was obvious to her.
The ship is the bomb. Wax said he was going to try to interrupt the artillery launch, so they sent a ship instead, at full speed, laden with explosives.
Blessed preservation.
Reddy looked at the vast station, still full of people. They, including the ones already evacuated, represented only a fraction of the city's population.
Can we shell it?
And detonate the bomb? They wouldn't have chosen this delivery mechanism if destroying the ship would stop the bomb.
Oh, so Don Chott has failed.
The governor slumped to the side against a pillar.
Ellendale is lost.
How long do we have?
At full speed from Bilming? Not long. Hours at most. Most likely less than that.
We can get away if we leave now. We have to get on this train.
Steris stood there, numb. The other senators had already evacuated. They would rant all day that she was wrong, but when there was a whiff of actual smoke, they broke down the doors to flee. But she knew. She knew. She slammed her hand against her notebook, surprised at her forcefulness, causing the panicking governor to hesitate.
That ship will not reach this city.
How do you know?
Because my husband will prevent it.
And if he doesn't?
Steris flipped through her notebook to the disaster scenario she'd anticipated, landing on a specific page full of projections about the dangers of offshore earthquakes.
He will. But we need to evacuate the region nearest the bay, just in case, and prepare for the possibility of a tsunami.
She flipped to a map of the city, pointing.
We need these areas evacuated next, in case the best my husband can do is detonate the weapon early.
But if Don Chott fails...
He will not fail.
She took the governor by the arm.
I need your help. Don't go. Stay. Be a hero, Varlance.
But...
My husband will stop the ship.
How do you know?
Some things cannot be planned for in life. I struggled to learn that, Varlance. But there is one thing I've learned that is true. No matter what else happens, Waxillium Ladrian will get wherever he needs to be. Somehow. Somehow.